news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The murder trial of the former Minneapolis cop who the world saw kill George Floyd last May on video began Monday with opening statements and even the first few witnesses on the stand. Special Assistant Attorney General Jerry Blackwell was up first for the prosecution. He said that the former cop, Derek Chauvin, betrayed his badge and his oath to avoid unnecessary force when he pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes last year. He explained that Chauvin was told twice that Floyd, an unarmed black man who died in custody, did not have a pulse, but the officer, quote, didn't let up.
You will learn that on May 25th of 2020, Mr. Derek Chauvin betrayed this badge when he used excessive and unreasonable force upon the body of Mr. George Floyd, that he put his knees upon his neck and his back, grinding and crushing him until the very breath, no, ladies and gentlemen, until the very life were squeezed out of him. That Mr. Floyd was in handcuffs. He was completely in the control of the police. He was defenseless. You will learn what happened in that 9 minutes and 29 seconds. The most important numbers you will hear in this trial are 9-2-9. What happened in those 9 minutes and 29 seconds when Mr. Derek Chauvin was applying this excessive force to the body of Mr. George Floyd?
Defense attorney Eric Nelson delivered their opening statement, basically saying that Chauvin was doing what he was trained to do.
This case is clearly more than about 9 minutes and 29 seconds. And you will learn that Derek Chauvin did exactly what he had been trained to do over the course of his 19-year career. The use of force is not attractive, but it is a necessary component of policing.
The prosecution's first witness was 911 dispatcher Jenna Scurry. She said she watched surveillance video and noticed that Chauvin kept Floyd pinned to the street for so long, she thought her video feed was frozen and she knew something was not right. The trial continues Tuesday and will likely last at least a few weeks. Moving on to COVID, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said during her Monday press briefing that she has a recurring feeling of, quote, impending doom with new coronavirus cases rising recently after a sharp decline. She urged people to continue avoiding unnecessary travel and got a bit emotional. She said, I so badly want to be done. I know you all so badly want to be done. We're just about there, but not quite yet. Walensky pointed to Germany, France, and Italy, where cases have spiked over the last few weeks, noting that the trajectory here in the U.S., quote, looks similar. She did suggest that there's plenty of room for optimism, though, noting that vaccines are being rolled out, quote, so very fast. And then President Biden weighed in with a plea.
As I do my part to accelerate the vaccine distribution and vaccinations, I need the American people to do their part as well. Mask up. Mask up. It's a patriotic duty. It's the only way we ever get back to normal.
Mask up. And good news, we got some details Monday from a new study by researchers at the CDC that show that the Moderna and Pfizer coronavirus vaccines have been highly effective at preventing infections in real-world conditions. They say by 2 weeks after the second dose, the vaccines prevented 90% of symptomatic and asymptomatic infections. By 2 weeks after the first dose, they prevented 80% of infections. The report was consistent with data from the clinical trials, and the results suggested that transmission was rare among vaccinated people, something that scientists had long debated. Get your vaccine. Well, they say the waiting is the hardest part. And now Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama have wrapped up the most closely watched union election in decades. Counting is now underway to determine whether the retail, wholesale, and department store union will represent the nearly 6,000 Amazon workers there in Alabama. But it could be days or weeks before we know the results. Stay tuned. The Biden administration on Monday said plans to designate an area between New Jersey and New York a priority offshore wind zone, part of a plan to accelerate wind projects in the Atlantic under Biden's push to curb greenhouse gas emissions. The administration said it was taking the first steps toward signing off on a massive wind farm off the New Jersey coast as part of a push to produce enough electricity to power more than 10 million homes by 2030. Sounds good to me. Not only would meeting the goal avoid 78 million metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions per year, it would also create 44,000 jobs and indirectly lead to the addition of another 33,000. The plan also promises $3 billion in federal loan guarantees for offshore wind projects. Shipping traffic resumed in Egypt's Suez Canal on Monday after tugboats managed to refloat the massive container ship, the Ever Given, which had been wedged across the waterway, blocking it for nearly a week. The chair of the Suez Canal Authority said it would probably take more than 3 days or so to clear a backlog of 422 ships waiting to pass through the canal. Wednesday is Infrastructure Day. But this time it really is. President Biden will lay out the first of a sweeping two-pronged infrastructure and jobs proposal on Wednesday. It'll likely cost between $3 and $4 trillion, but it will include things like badly needed repairs for the country's physical infrastructure. Meanwhile, the White House will host a bipartisan briefing for House members on Wednesday to discuss the worsening situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. The administration is struggling to find space to house the record number of unaccompanied minors and has even asked federal workers to volunteer at facilities to house and care for the children. Well, Georgia's new controversial and restrictive voting law has faced a lot of backlash. Two federal lawsuits have been filed to challenge the law, one brought by a Democratic election attorney on behalf of racial justice groups, another by a collective of several civil rights and voting rights groups. The lawsuits allege the new laws, which do things like limit ballot drop boxes and make it illegal to give water to those waiting in line to vote, are unconstitutional and violate the Voting Rights Act. Justice groups are urging sports organizations like the PGA Tour and Major League Baseball to reconsider holding upcoming major events in the state of Georgia. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.